Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
I am told that the sea is a massive thing, that one could die just wondering its vastness. While we have no such thing in my homeland of Barovia, I am well aware of the feelings of isolation that a place without walls can conjure. For we are the prisoners of one Strahd von Zarovich. I will slay this vampire so that my people may once more breathe free in the sunshine.
Pip, as you're making your way across the bar, a big meaty hand gets put on your shoulder. You get spun around. You are face to face with the scarred, gnarled expression of Bigfoot Paul.
Pip, I owe you this one.
You get cold clocked in the fucking face. Let me get Bigfoot Paul's stats up. Let me just quickly Google Bigfoot Paul stats.
Yeah. Just open the monster manual, dude. Page one. Yeah.
Entry Bigfoot Paul.
Oh, fucking hell.
My chickens.
Coming home to roost.
Right. It was just a funny thing to say.
Bigfoot Paul. Huh?
Huh?
Coming home to roost.
Coming home to roost.
Oh. All right, I like this.
Oh, my God.
I'm giving him Yeti stats. Don't worry about it.
Is he a Yeti?
No, but he's got all the powers of a Yeti.
Well, we call him Bigfoot Paul.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Is he a Bigfoot?
Oh, he's got a... What? They call him Bigfoot Paul because he got hit by an enlarged spell and it fucked up. And he's got one foot twice as large as the other foot.
I loved him despite his flaws. Oh, no.
Hit.
Mm-hmm.
You take... This is going to be a lot. Oh, how many hit points do you have?
Oh, not...
22.
Okay.
We didn't heal overnight, did we?
Nope.
Oh, you could have taken a short rest, actually.
Well,
here we are.
Here we are.
Okay, well, that's your fault then, not mine. 16 points of damage. Pip...
Bigfoot Paul, it's been so long.
Pip, you're on... 8 hit points.
How are you, Paul?
Blood coming down. Look at your snout.
I'm going to do what I should have done the first time. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, please.
Let's
don't.
Go to initiative.
Paul, there's a lot going on in my life now.
Paul, I'm a changed man.
I'm different, Paul.
I'll never abandon you a third time.
Join our cause, Paul!
This is a good one, I swear.
Oh, my fucking God.
This time we'll take him down. Yeah, I think so.
This time we'll be me and you. Arm in arm.
Brother and brother. To Paul and Pip to the end. Oh, my God.
Never forget you, Pip.
Oh, my
know,
God.
Paul,
oh, my God.
Arm in arm.
Yeah, never tell you how handsome your big foot was.
Oh, both of you get a good voice. That's very funny.
Getting knocked to the floor and swiveling around in a proposal.
No, please.
No, please.
Pip, you're first. You marry me. Oh, my God.
Jack, look at this beautiful big boy.
Oh.
What'd you get?
Okay. Hold my beer. I impress an NPC with a party trick.
Doing it now.
Yeah, I'm going to try and impress Paul.
All right. It's an impressive trick, but is it impressive enough to stop him from fighting? So what's the trick?
Is there like a little jar of peanuts on the counter? All right. I'd like to pick up a peanut and fire my crossbow at it to try and shoot the peanut out of the sky.
You do it.
Give me a sec, Paul. Wait a second.
Remember this?
Remember my peanut trick, Paul?
This is going to be a persuasion check.
Remember the old peanut trick, Paul?
I'm going to make this persuasion check a disadvantage because you betrayed him twice.
Yeah. We used to do this over the campfire.
Remember the old peanut trick?
You get a plus one to this. Do you have anything to help you?
Triple proficiency.
I get triple my proficiency.
You're not proficient in this.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Constitution, maybe?
I can re-roll an attack I missed. This is kind of an attack.
Okay,
I
get a bad boy card.
He is impressed by it.
He is impressed, but it's just not enough.
Bigfoot Paul hits you again.
No. I can't kill him. I can't draw the attention.
Fuck.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. You've got 8 hit points, dude.
Well, his modifier puts you at 0. So I said I need a roll. Pip, everything goes dark.
Remember this, Bigfoot Paul. Come on.
And it's going to take you so... this would have been... All right. Were this a TV show or a movie or some beautiful cinematic universe?
Yeah.
At this point, Hector, you would walk in to see Bigfoot Paul with Pip's, a shirt fronting Pip, about to deliver another punch to his unconscious body. Unfortunately, realistically speaking, you're not getting here within the next 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. Mm. So... what is he doing with you, Pip?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's going to tie me up somewhere high.
Hector, you get back. You get it. Hector, you walk into the fucking, what's it called again?
The fine end.
The fine end, yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. You can see that the bartender has come out from behind the bar. You see it's exactly like what I was describing to Pip, except the bartender has come out from behind the bar and is mopping up some blood from the floor.
Oh, no.
Just like, I wish it was closer to the door so I could step over it without thinking.
It's not far from the door, to be fair.
I didn't get that deep.
He didn't get far in.
Oh,
yeah.
Almost.
Bigfoot Paul intercepted him almost immediately. Oh,
then I guess yes. Yes, maybe having a chat to Iona, like, almost tripping over the mop and just, whoop, skipping over it. Oh, careful there.
God damn it.
All right. You go sit down.
So we get a seat?
Iona walks you over to one of the tables, and a bunch of the people there, just as they see Iona approaching, they scoot around, and some people give up their chairs for you.
Only kids that seem to like you, right?
I would say that I am popular among several groups of people, but it is not. I mean, children are definitely the ones that like me the most. Have you heard my jokes?
I have. They're very, very funny. See, I would have said that they're probably young at heart. Anyway, what are you drinking?
Oh, only wine for me.
Only wine? No worries. Right. I'll be right back. I go and try and get two glasses of wine.
Sure. You would be charged. How much?
I have silver on me.
Do you have, it would be, what are you getting, wine and?
There's two wines.
Two wines? It'd be 12 silver.
Right, I hand over 12 silver.
You would recognize that as quite an exorbitant rate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's kind of theme park prices. You come back with two glasses of wine.
Yes, I would have presumably asked red or white or sweet or dry.
You would not have been given the option.
I would have asked Iona that, but then never mind.
If you ask Iona, she says, they only have one type.
All right. Well, I come back with two glasses of wine.
All right, you set them down. This is the first time in Barovia you've not had Wizards of Wine's wine.
Ew.
Is it cloudy?
Wizards of Wine, it is, yes. But Wizards of Wine wines taste nice. Like a wine you might have outside of Barovia. Oh, yeah. The wine you are having currently tastes like wine you'd have in Barovia.
Okay. I was like, cheers.
Tastes like they cut it with mud. Clay, actually. Which... yes, they do. Yeah. They do cut it with clay.
An acquired taste, I see.
It's nicer than the beer, she says.
I hate to think what's in that one.
Just more clay, she says.
Fair enough.
Not what I was thinking.
And fish oil.
Yeah, so, fish...
fishy oil. Beer.
Yes, I am given to believe that fish oil is good for people who do not see sunlight very often. And as much as one does not see sunlight in Barovia, if you spend every hour that the sun is up in the abattoir, you will never see the sun.
I guess that makes a level of sense. Right, so yes, so how did you end up, back at Kuchery? I can't imagine you would have spent all your time
here. What do you mean back at Kuchery?
Well, I've assumed you were
She looks at you very suspiciously.
I think you've met one of my acquaintances.
Her eyes narrow, and she gives you the first unpleasant look she's given.
No.
Don't Pip Mandarin? Be.
That is the one.
Don't say my name in this bar.
I have met Pip Mandarin. This is very unfortunate. Several of the people at the table lean over. Did you say Pip Mandarin?
Yes, why?
You're a friend of him?
I wouldn't call him a friend. Why? Well, wait, how are they asking?
They're asking like I just said.
Are they concerned, or are they like, if you're a friend, we're going to fuck you up?
All right. This is the... you get this. Did you say Pip Mandarin?
Yeah, I said Pip Mandarin.
You a friend of his?
I know him.
You know him? Do you care about him?
Yeah, I suppose, yes. What? Why?
Bigfoot just took him.
A Bigfoot just took him?
No, Bigfoot. Iona finishes. Ah, Bigfoot Paul. So Pip was in here earlier? The person nods. Okay. Bigfoot Paul has just as much hatred for Pip as many other people. But,
That is a lot of hate.
It's not unjustified. She stands up and says, which way did they go? The person points out the back door. Oh, I think your friend is in danger.
Acquaintance, and yes.
We can argue how well you love each other later. For now, I think that Bigfoot is going to kill Pip.
What did he do to Bigfoot?
What did he do to Bigfoot?
Yes. As we're rushing.
She gestures around. Kind of the same thing that he did to all of us, but then he did it twice to Bigfoot. You're rushing out the back door.
I can't run. Twice?
There is a place far from here called Old Bone Grandale. There are some hags that inhabit the place. It is dangerous. It is especially dangerous for children who are often lured there by the hags.
Mm-hmm.
Pip and Bigfoot were going there to save a child. And I am given to believe that Pip, Bigfoot may have exaggerated this, but the way Bigfoot tells it, the hags had him on the ropes, and they decided to try to bargain for the child's life. And Pip gave up Paul in exchange for the child. That might not be correct. Bigfoot gets rowdy when he is drunk.
Well, at least he saved a child.
Hey, Pip Mandarin, colon, a good guy.
It might not have happened like that. I leave it up to you to decide. All right, you rush back out the northwestern gate the way you came, back mm-hmm. towards Pavel's house. Iona takes you up a gently rising hill mm-hmm. round the back, shall we say, of Kuchery. And straight towards the river. You can see you can see from here the river is nearly completely frozen over as it comes from higher up Mount Gacchus and then flows mm-hmm. its way down. As you approach the frozen river, you can see that there is a absolute mountain of a man with a huge fucking foot. and he is carrying a figure over his shoulder. Mm-hmm. He would be at the lake by now, definitely. You can see with that massive foot, he is slamming it onto the lake to try and create a hole.
You're slamming it on my face.
Okay. How far away are we from him?
You're maybe 5 minutes sprinting.
Okay, let me know when we're at least 60 feet.
Okay. Meanwhile, Pip,
yeah.
I'm going to say you're on 0 hit points. You cannot move. You cannot take actions or reactions mm-hmm. or bonus actions, but I will allow you to talk. As Bigfoot Paul mm-hmm. throws you down onto the frozen lake, and you can see he's slamming his giant foot into the lake, creating cracks.
You've got every right to be angry, Paul. Obviously, you've got every right to be angry, but I don't think throwing me in the lake is going to do anything, right? That's not going to make you feel better.
I'm going to throw you in the lake. I want to feel you die. I'm going to stuff your head in.
Oh my God, Paul. What happened to you?
What happened to me? He turns around to look at you. He gestures to his left ear. You can see it's just been torn away and there's scar marks there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what did that?
The hags?
Damn Morrow Hag did that.
Oh, God. You gotta understand, Paul. I mean, it was you or the child.
Emmanuel the Monster says this. Emmanuel the Monster says that.
He picks up Emmanuel the Monster.
Show me in the book where it says leave your damn friend to die.
Emmanuel doesn't really cover tactics.
Pip, you could just barely see two figures sprinting from Kuchri towards you. As they get a little bit bigger, you recognize both of them, actually.
This is so embarrassing.
Bigfoot Paul picks you up. He obviously hasn't spotted them. Mm-hmm. He's grabbed you by the back of your shirt with one hand, and with the other hand, you don't have hair mm-hmm. for him to grab onto, but he, as best as he can, he's shoving his pinky and thumb into your ears.
Oh, no.
Cool.
He's picked you up using that as leverage, and he quite obviously intends on shoving your face into the water.
I'm sorry, Paul. I wasn't the guy. I thought I was the guy. I wasn't the guy.
Words?
I've met the guy.
Oh, you want that to be your last words?
No. Paul, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You have no idea how sorry I am.
No, you're not sorry, but you're about to be.
Oh, no.
He dunks your head into the water. Hector, you see as his head gets, you see as Pip's head gets shoved into the water. It takes a couple of, I would say it takes about 30 seconds, but you're within 60 feet.
I cast command, halt.
Bigfoot Paul lets go of you,
mm-hmm.
but your head is still in the water. Bigfoot Paul stands straight up. How long does that spell last?
One round.
All right. Okay, he lets go, nonetheless, of Pip, and then wheels around on you and Iona.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of this!
No, because you are killing a friend of mine.
Paul looks down at Pip and looks up at you and says,
he ain't no friend of yours. He'll stab you in the back the first chance he gets.
He already has. Let him go.
Bigfoot Paul puts up his hands. Like, what do you...
Well, yeah. You think he won't do it again?
To be honest, I don't know at this point. But I would bet my life that he won't kill me.
Bigfoot Paul takes a big, deep breath. He looks at you and tightens his hands. You're afraid for a second that he's going to charge you. Then he looks at Iona as well, and he immediately thinks better of it. He looks down at Pip, still face down in the water.
Fine. But if I cross either of your paths again, you better hope I let him drown right now. You will hope. I'll make you, you'll both drown.
Bigfoot Paul stomps.
It's a small
thing.
He's
not the cleverest of my boyfriends.
You're there for his body.
It's a small town. We're going to cross.
Iona just gestures and says, I think that this is perhaps the best outcome as it was going to be.
Yeah. So I was just, he's not.
Do not worry too much about him. We avoid the right tavern and we won't see him much.
He's not a very, he just doesn't seem very clear. Anyway.
He's just a very mad man, yes. Iona says, justifiably.
Yeah.
You going to save him?
Yes.
Let's just make sure. It's so funny, while he's drowning me, you just wait. Let's just make sure it is Pip that he's drowning. Just give it some time.
Yes,
you go pick up Pip? Because Iona's not.
Yeah. I didn't realize that he was still face down. Yes, I'll run over and grab.
All right, you pick up Pip.
Am I unconscious?
I'll say that you're still conscious.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say now that it's no longer really important whether or not you can act in combat or anything like that. I'll say that you can stagger around,
mm-hmm.
but just if you want to move at full speed, you need someone else to lean on.
No, I think I just roll onto my back.
This is going to...
Oh, hi, I don't know.
Cure wounds.
Keep, she says.
Second level.
All right.
The bad kind.
I deserve
you have... You have 14 hit points.
Only
Pip.
Rancid healing for Pip. I found the guy. I say,
the Bigfoot?
No, he found me. No, the.
Are you cold?
You're
freezing.
You've been dunked in. Oh, it's only your face.
Icicles are probably growing off.
Yeah, you probably want to warm or dry your face because you will get frostbite on your cheeks or something like that.
Okay.
But you're actually not as cold as you might think you
are. I was going to give you the cloak, but rather gently, I'll just, with my cloak, I will kind of rub your face.
Thanks,
just like,
thank you.
Dry you off.
What
were you saying?
In the tavern, in the fine end, I saw a gentleman with a Cantonese crown monogrammed on his silk shirt. Surely that's...
The guy, whatever.
The guy.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm peachy.
What was that one about?
My sins are many and varied.
Get a good boy card. Fucking hell, Jack. That's some great character work.
I'll stand up.
Is there anybody that we're going to... Is there any town that we're going to go to where you have not pissed somebody off?
Krezuk.
No one's mad at you in Krezuk.
Velikai. Barovia.
Oh, yeah. Barovia, you will be attacked.
Is it, if I'm honest, Hector, it's really just getting started.
All right, well, come on.
I didn't expect to see him here, though.
Poor Paul.
as we turn around to leave, I'll be like, it was really, I mean, it was, with his foot and the hags closing in, he couldn't take the child. So it was, you know, it was him with a kid. I mean, poor Paul.
I'm just like propping you up.
Sure enough, you will probably get to town before Paul does.
Yeah.
He's slow.
You can either choose to keep a respectful distance or walk past him and then get the awkward. It'll be very awkward, but you get it over with.
Yeah.
Which would you rather?
We'll walk past him.
All right. It gets real awkward, but then it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, no.
Thanks for coming for me.
It's all right.
And thanks for the strawberries.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Pip.
Jack. That's fucked. Iona stops to chat briefly with Bigfoot before she catches up with you.
Iona. I like try and like straighten myself up so that I don't seem so pathetic and miserable. How have you been?
Better than you, it seems.
Yeah, that's not a high bar, but yeah, seems so.
Brovia has not been kind to you. But then, you know, it's kind of
is it kind to anybody?
Okay, I deserve that. Probably worthwhile getting all your barbs out now, if you want.
No. I would never.
Okay.
It's good to, like a thorn bush that one keeps stumbling into at night.
Right.
You know who you would like, Iona? We met a lovely little frog fellow. His name's Cribbit. He would give you the best backing music.
I've heard of this man.
Yes, he would. You two would get along.
Little frog man plays the dog?
Anything. He plays anything.
Oh, but I've heard about... Look, I understand that he plays anything, but I have heard that his rendition of the dog...
Yes?
Mwah.
Oh. I saw it firsthand. It was... incredible.
Yeah, it was hard to
believe. Brought me to tears almost.
I am excited to meet this man. Is he coming?
We will, if you... he's not coming here, no.
Have you told me about...
No, I haven't really mentioned anything. I think I mentioned your name and suddenly...
We didn't have a lot of time before we found out as you were in trouble.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Iona, I am Sir Hector Dragonsbane, and I believe you know my associate here.
Yes.
Pip Mandarin, which means you know Keening.
She nods slowly.
So you think he's still dead?
Keening is not dead?
No.
She stops. You can see it's a very similar to reaction to when Pip found out in some ways. You see, Iona stops and she looks back as if she can see down the mountain. My God, he was alive the entire time.
Yes, he was.
I could have helped him.
I don't think he was. He's in Velikai.
He's safe.
He last time we checked,
so.
He was healing.
She puts her hand over her heart.
He's healing from
my poor heart cannot take this.
Yes, he was. He was recovering from a.
He almost caught Bogman's frenzy.
That is disquieting to have heard.
But Pip saved him.
Yes, I bit his hand off.
I would have just
stop the infection spreading.
I just would have left it at you saved
this
him.
This is going to be such weird tension for Hector. This is such a... There's so much unsaid. Oh my God.
I am very glad to hear that he is okay. Then not all is lost.
No. No, sir. So I received a card reading from Madame Eva. I suppose you would be familiar.
I am aware of Madame Eva, yes.
I kind of fumble in my pack. You're the jester.
I have been called a jester, yes. I do not know if I put much stock in the fortune tellings of the Vistani, but I would admit that several things that Madame Eva has said have rung eerily true in the future.
I agree.
I would have once been as skeptical as you, Iona, but the boy is rank with destiny.
Well, then, there is but a simple matter to prove this. She, from within a pocket, produces a card. Her card, it's a different card, but it's an identical make to your card, quite obviously also dealt by Madame Eva. The text above says, the paladin. And then the picture is of an angelic holy warrior. There's no specific god depicted on their shield or their armor or anything like that, but the picture just reeks of a paladin or a knight or a holy knight, sorry, or a cleric or something like that. You can see that they have wings and they are slowly, with a sword in one hand and with a cup of water in the other, they are slowly descending down onto the person looking at the picture. Mm-hmm. You can see that they are in the picture, they are singing. And while there is no sound, you can almost hear the song. It is such a vivid picture. I was given a reading not too long ago by Madame Eva as well.
Huh.
Spitting image.
I was told that you would be able to help me with a problem.
Yes. I'd show you my wings, but I can only do that once a week.
She puts the card back into her top pocket. There is troubling news from Furzea along the road down in down Mount Gakis. There is a wagon that sometimes comes from a Vistani wagon. It hits several of the towns. Traders who come here sometimes to trade with those few people here who have money to trade with. Mm. These people are kind, nice people. These Vistani are the only connection that we really have to the outside world. And the last time they came, I heard them speak of dangers along the road, nightmarish creatures that they were afraid might attack. I have not seen them in several days, and they should have been here by now.
Any description of the creatures?
Lanky, tall things that would hunt them at the corners of the vision at night.
Right.
Long, clawed hands.
Oh, no.
We only really encountered the goat.
Sangzor.
Yes,
I am aware of the goat.
Did they talk about the shape of the skull at all? Did they use the words overloid?
Not to my memory.
No worries.
They said that they clanked as they moved.
Well, that's interesting.
Like, as if they were wearing armor. Mm. In any case, she, Madame Eva, said that my paladin would help me with this quest.
Well, I am happy to be your paladin. Shall we go?
I unfortunately cannot leave town. Not for too long. It is dangerous for those people who rely on me.
Nice.
If you can accomplish this task without me, mm-hmm. I will be in your debt, and I will follow you wherever you wish to go, once I have made arrangements for the people.
When were they meant to have arrived?
There is a 2 or 3 day leeway, as you might say. It has been 4 days. So if they were supposed to, it is potential that they are only a day out, but they could be a few days out.
Okay. I will be your paladin, and we'll head back down the mountain.
Thank you.
No worries.
Anytime.
The parts of the mountain that extend from here to the Selenka Gate, these are all regularly patrolled. You should not encounter much in the way of trouble between here and there. past the gate, though.
That is where the trouble is.
Yes. I've been given to understanding that there was an incident at the gate yesterday.
Yes, that is true. What have you heard?
All I know is that she gives you a very meaningful look, like she knows.
Mm-hmm.
All I am understanding is that the gate will once again be manned, or as close as one can.
Okay, that's good to know.
Good to know. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what it might be yet?
Well, I was thinking some kind of hag, possibly a dusk hag, but the clanking throws me off. I'll have to read through and see if I can discern what it is while we travel.
Is there anywhere we can buy anything? The adventurers, the ex-adventurers, the retired adventurers, the healers, as it were. Can they help, or are they all?
They have
promises
some
that are empty.
They have only but the weakest spells. The gods have abandoned us.
Could be.
Iona glances over at you with a look that says, shut up.
I'm just pouring through a manual to monster.
Sure.
I'll just like summon some holy energy in my... the spear. No, the holy energy in the palm of my hand. Like, I have not been abandoned yet, but some help would be nice.
I would not consider any of the adventurers you speak to in Vagabond to necessarily be reliable.
No, I was just thinking of a healing spell would be nice.
Yes, I think I've...
But you said you found our guy?
I think so. He had a monogram.
What did he look like?
I was interrupted, but he was sitting in the corner of the fine end.
You've re-entered Kutre at this point.
I was like, Iona, do you know this?
I describe the guy I saw.
Yes, I am aware of this person. Wearing a silk shirt.
That's right.
Such few silk shirts left.
Yeah, silk
but
in general.
But to have it monogrammed. It is a man by the name of John Cavendish. He was an adventurer, I'm given to understand, who fell into Barovia, as they all do. Before that, so I know nothing. I know only of his time here in Barovia.
I just have to assume somebody with the Cantonese crown on their silk shirt.
He has been here for, I would say, about perhaps 8 years.
8 years.
A rarity among the adventurers that come to Kuchery. He started here. I think he was hopeless when he arrived.
Oh. He appeared in Kuchery.
Yes. Well, he appeared nearby to Kuchery.
Never left.
Oh. Is
gave up, yes, almost immediately, she says, again, looking at you.
I dive right back into Emmanuel.
The name Cavendish, is that a name that was like associated with the royal court?
No, Cavendish does not sound like... You know enough about the royal court to know all the fancy names and whatnot. Cavendish is not a fancy name. It's a commoner's name.
Right. Cavendish, I guess they rose up from the small folk and became a knight.
Might still be there, to be honest.
Maybe they can help us. Right, well, before the day has ended, we'll be back down the mountains.
I would not advise you leaving today.
Tonight?
Perhaps wait until tomorrow.
This is the morning? Kind of situation...
There is not enough daylight left, it would be dangerous.
Thank you for the advice. It'll be nice to, stock up as best we can.
Yeah, give me some time to figure out what the hell we're dealing with.
I think it
could be one of Ludmilla's creations.
Regret to say this, but as much as I detest them, it would be perhaps safe if you were able to stay the night at the Solenka Pass. And the guards, none of the guards would recognize whoever caused the ruckus yesterday. But if one wanted an ally to get you in with the guards at the pass, there is a tiefling that you could talk to. He knows, he is friendly, she says. like she's trying to spit the word out.
I'm aware of the man. He's
Pip's head like turning on like on a swivel to be
aware
like,
of the
how
man.
How you gonna phrase this, pal?
We fought in opposite sides of a war.
No. All right. If Iona registers anything deeper than that, she doesn't say anything. Well,
Yes, this man, he has contacts within the guard.
Thank you. Well, still owe you that wine. Hopefully we'll...
You can buy it for me when you are done.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyway, I must go. There are children to entertain, and I highly doubt that guard has any experience juggling. She turns and leaves.
Oh, you never know.
So long.
It's going to be a very...
Everyone needs a favor.
Yep. Everyone does.
Yeah.
I push open the door to the bar.
It's just as busy as it was when you left.
Can I see the guy?
Can I see the blood?
The blood's still there, yeah. I got a bad boy card. Pip, you can't see the guy. He's not here. Doesn't look
I
like
look down. That was you?
Yeah, that's me.
Better get it back. The actually, blood is probably cleaned at this
actually,
point.
Actually, I scanned for Bigfoot Paul.
No, he left him behind.
Okay,
we left him behind again. Once again, Bigfoot Paul sees the back
Once
of your head.
Once again, Pip.
God damn.
Gotta stop turning your back to Bigfoot Paul. Yeah, you scan around the room. You can't see him anymore. John Cavendish, you don't think he's here.
He was right there. I gestured to where he was sitting.
It's an empty chair now.
I go to the barkeep.
Yeah?
The man that was drinking over there, John, do you know which way he went?
The bartender looks around sheepishly, like he's kind of scared to respond. You think, yeah, you get a pretty good impression of this man. This man, quite obviously, he is sitting in a very comfortable position where, as barkeep, he is not in the common rabble. Mm. And so he has a comfortable place to sleep. He gets regular hot meals,
yeah.
But because he's a barkeep, he doesn't have any real power.
Okay.
So you get the distinct impression that he's the sort of person who keeps his position because he doesn't meddle in other people's affairs. For example, rather than stopping Bigfoot Paul, he just let Bigfoot Paul drag Pip out of the building. So when you talk to him, have you seen this person? He looks around sheepishly and then just shakes his head without saying anything.
If I was to buy something off you, would that loosen your tongue?
The bartender really does not like or does not want to do this, but he says, very well then. He puts a beer up on. He pours you a beer.
You don't, how about I could pay you for the beer and you don't give me the beer?
Just pick it up.
Okay.
Whatever, I don't care. It will cost you, he thinks to himself, it will cost you 10 gold.
10 gold.
He nods.
I've got 10 gold.
This is a bribe.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm aware, but I'm just asking where the guy went. I'm like, 10 gold.
Take it or leave it.
We're not spending it on anything else. I'll just like put it on the, take it out of my pouch and put it on the table.
Somebody else, to be honest.
It probably cost us 10 gold as well.
I mean, it's just a question of where a man is. This isn't like I'm asking for
I put the gold in the table. I can't take it back, Hector.
He takes the gold.
I'm aware you can't take it back. I'm just saying it's preposterous.
Yes. He got the job.
Down into the...
He's working in the abattoir today.
Thank you.
Well...
Friendly word of advice. You can get a job in the abattoir if you want, but otherwise, wait for him to leave tonight.
Probably for the best, eh?
We can
absentmindedly take a sip of beer.
No, no, no.
Do I regret it?
Highs or lows, dude?
Oh, let's go with lows.
I hope
lows?
You don't enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Just about how
you
much...
You get a taste.
Just about if the clay has settled to the top yet.
Okay. I don't like that.
Highs, did you say?
Lows.
Lows? All right. You basically only get clay.
Chunky.
What a drink.
Water. Where are we getting water from?
What a drink. What a drink.
Oh. Yeah.
Fair.
Well, I suppose we'll
The bartender moves away. He doesn't want to keep talking to you.
I think I just turned away anyway.
Yeah, well, sure. We started ignoring him. I suppose we'll deal with Iona's creatures alone then. Or with Tarpos, perhaps.
The back door, which is... You would be, because you walked up to where John was sitting previously. You're right up near the back of this building. The back door opens and Piran steps in. Almost like he knew Iona had left. He closes the door behind him and walks over. So, what's the verdict on this?
We need to go back down the mountain to deal with some clanking creatures for Iona. And
Yuri.
Yeah.
She gave you a quest, did she? To save some people. Mission yeah. critical, I'm sure.
Yeah, Piran's awesome.
Yeah. I thought you were Piran with the one that believed in fate.
Well, I mean, I believe that if Madam Eva is a seer, and seems like she is, if she is a seer, then Iona is probably going to help us. But that doesn't make me like her.
That is fair enough. But no, she had a card of me.
Oh, and your destiny is to help her with this.
Yes.
That's the word on the street.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Destiny's stupid, but you should do it then.
Yes. So, well, I was... And then the knight, John Cavendish.
Cavendish, yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Cavendish?
I don't know him. No, I don't know of the Cavendish family. It doesn't sound like anything fancy to me.
No, it's not one for the any of the royals.
How did you know he's a knight?
He had the crest.
Silk shirt.
The
Candanese crest. Crown, sorry, was on top. And right. The initials, I give the initials just in case anyone recognizes it.
What?
RKG.
You and Piran look at each other and you both say it at the exact same time. With me now.
The Roy Conge Guard. The Roy Conge Guard.
The King's Guard.
He's a King's Guard.
I don't know.
They're a cavalry unit within Kandor. Like, obviously, medieval. There is no such thing as special forces in the medieval land, but they are basically the closest that you get.
If he is Roy Conge.
Those are the initials on his shirt.
That's what that would mean.
That is what that would mean. I am a knight of the cloth. There are other people who are knight of the crown. He is above the knight of the crown. He is.
Well, there you go. That's great.
If he is a member of the Roy Conge Guard, he is indeed a formidable fighter.
Well, he is currently in the abattoir, working, not captured.
Oh, good. Gave me a little bit of a heart attack there. Well, I mean, honestly, he'll probably... look, obviously, crazy things happen, but people who go to work in the abattoir typically do come back at the end of the day.
Yes.
So it might be safest to just wait till he's done today.
Yes. Yeah, I think that was the plan.
That was the plan. The idea was to head down to the gatehouse and stay there the night and then keep going down in the morning. But when does the shift end?
Well, new guards have been sent out.
No, as in the abattoir.
Oh, the abattoir. The night shift will begin. He doesn't have a watch, I guess, actually. Piran pulls out like a little
pocket watch.
Not dissimilar to Escher's, actually. pulls out a little pocket watch, consults it, closes it, and puts it back. It's a very rare item, but you would have seen a watch or a clock at least before. Yes, it begins at around 6 p.m. So another 5 hours, I suppose, and then his shift is done.
Okay, so I guess we can. Well, we would not be heading down to the gatehouse tonight. That's for sure.
I can approach him if you want, but I mean, I guess I could come with you as well. Whatever you'd prefer for me to do, I don't mind either way.
We could also wait till his shift's over, and well, he'll probably want to sleep. So,
well, he, as Madame Eva did say that he's a very difficult person to set fire to their heart.
It might take a bit of convincing, and if this is time sensitive, I gesture to just in general.
Well, he's got to have some friends around town. I'll find them and I'll talk to them.
If you could do that, we'll head down with.
Speaking of, actually, Piran takes out a satchel and hands it to you, Pip.
Oh, your fantastic! Bolts. Thank you. How many do I get?
You get. Oh man, you'd get tons, actually.
Fuck yeah.
The little statuette. I mean, a bolt has to be the entire thing is metal.
Yeah.
So you're not making just tips, but even then you had so much silver. Yeah. So I would say 60.
Whoa! Wazza. I'm never going to run out of silver bolts.
Not feasibly in this game, no.
That's crazy. That means in total I currently have 80 silver bolts. My God.
Okay.
Give me the sack.
It would be heavy. But I mean, like, the statues would have been just as heavy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right, well, if you could ask around town. Also, you probably would have heard a bit of a ruckus at the gates from yesterday.
At the Selenka Pass. Yes, I had heard about your little incident. I assume it was the two of you.
Yes. if we could, if you could, I guess, grease some palms there so we could stay there the night.
If I come with you, it'll be a simple matter. If you go without me, I can figure something out, sure.
Do you want to sink your blades into something that goes clink in the night?
Piran has a brief 1,000-yard stare, then comes back and says, it could be just a guy, right?
Could be. Could be a dusk hag. I genuinely don't know.
Oh, well, a hag's fine. It's not a ghost, right?
Could be a ghost. Could very well be a ghost. Though I don't know if it's a soft undead or hard undead yet.
I don't think it is a ghost.
Still unclear. It lopes around in the night long.
Have you ever heard of a loping ghost?
I've heard some people talking about it.
He's like, shut the fuck up. Read the room.
I don't think it's a ghost.
Heard of a looping ghost.
No, nor I. You said that you had more information, Piran, because that would be useful.
No, I just had heard about this. That's useless. Creepy crawly, yeah.
I guess if we can...
There's a Vistani carriage that comes and goes.
Right, that's the one,
Right.
That's the one that seems to be under attack.
Good.
Yeah, well, you're welcome to join us if you'd like to, but obviously...
Yes, it would be an extra pair of hands would be great.
No, this thing can... right now, it can run itself for the next few days at least, if you need assistance.
That would be...
we might do.
We can go grab Tarpos as well. Gorib and Lushan can just confined to quarters. We'll come with, I suppose. I can rustle up some horses if you want.
Horses would be making the journey quicker.
I can't ride a horse.
Interesting.
I can rustle
up.
Horse,
yes. Well, yes, I can rustle up some horses.
Makes it
us.
Easier.
Yeah. Perhaps Corb and Lushan should stay.
Yeah. If for our own sanity.
I don't like them either. But.
Then at least we're watching them.
They're not wrecking your shack, which I would be concerned about if I was you. Who knows what they're getting up to in there?
Yes, actually, I don't care too much about the shack, but there is a lot of information there I don't want found. All right. Fuck. Yeah. Someone either needs to stay, and I vote not it.
Not it.
To look after them.
I guess Tarpos can stay.
Poor Tarpos.
Tarpos.
Yes,
poor Tarpos. Too slow.
Well, I mean, we could all then just go together. That's safety in numbers and whatnot.
Yes, who knows what these things are fighting? Yes, let's just organize 1, 2, 4 horses.
Four horses? I can work that out, sure.
All right.
Cool. Cool. All right. I'll get on the horses. Is this a tomorrow sort of job?
I think we will leave now to the gatehouse and then.
Now? Yes. All right. That's fine. Oh, that's good then, actually. I know someone on duty today.
All right. So if you rustle up something health potion wise for. He ran into an old acquaintance. I gestured a bit.
I've probably got a black eye and frost on my face and a bruised nose.
Oh, right. Is that Bigfoot
Paul?
Yeah,
that's Bigfoot Paul.
He was saying he was going to dunk you in the river.
Well, Bigfoot Paul got his wish.
He loved saying that he was going to dunk you in the river.
Who knows what?
I should have mentioned that.
What's he going to say now that he's done it?
Oh, I guarantee you he'll say he's dunking you in the river again. Anyway, all right. I'll get some horses, and we'll set off immediately.
Yes.
Is there anything else that needs taking care of before we leave?
I don't think so.
No?
I do not think so.
Beautiful. No. All right. I'll see you. It'll take me like an hour.
Yes, no worries.
We'll see you in an hour.
Meet you at Pavel's house.
Meet you at Pavel's. I need to have that chat with Elenio.
You need woods, and you need to do it at sunset.
Okay. The woods are on the way down the mountain. Yeah,
You're not exactly sure what constitutes woods, but there are trees on the trip down the mountain.
Okay. Trees is woods.
Trees is woods.
Sure. Okay. Well, you go wait by Pavel's house. You realize that his wife asked you not to go inside.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just hang out the front.
Yeah, so you just hang out.
Not even hang out. I reckon we'll like kind of like keep our distance. Or not.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You, at certain points, you see the face of a small child looking at you through one of the windows.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think too much about that. And then Piran shows up with 4 horses.
Perfect.
Do you mean a child that's not a teenager?
Yeah, there's two kids.
Okay. Yeah, cool. All right. I'll get on the horse behind someone.
Yep. All right, come on, Pip, let's go.
You can pick either Piran or Hector.
I'll pick Hector.
Okay. Piran leads the other two horses. You head to the trapper's cabin.
Mm-hmm.
You collect...
Both of them.
Yeah, you collect Gorblushin and Tarpos, and then you make your way back down the mountain.
Yes. Explain to, I guess, them very briefly what we're doing.
With the horses, you move at a bit of a faster clip.
Okay.
You're able to travel faster, so you will probably make it to the the Selenka Pass before nighttime or about at nighttime.
Okay, so at sunset, did we get this a tree?
As you pause a bit before the pass, you pull off the trail slightly. There's not a lot of room anywhere, really. But there are trees growing in the side of the mountain. You put a hand on one of the trees, and you wait for the sun to begin setting.
Yes. I was like, I need to do something very quickly. Put my hand on a tree.
You feel, as the sun begins setting, you feel that on the other side of the tree, so imagine bark, a line of bark, your hand on the outside, and then you feel... You don't know how you feel this, but you feel Elainiel's hand on the other side of the bark.
Not to take my hand off the bark because I'm spooked.
You hear Elainiel's voice in your mind. Hector, much has changed.
I think yes, and I wait. And do I have to say it out loud if no response?
You must speak out loud, Hector.
Oh, sorry. Yes. What's happened?
Two things important. The first one is Strahd. I saw him.
In
Kresik. He was in the graveyard.
In the graveyard?
Yes, next to the abbey.
What was he doing in the graveyard?
I don't know. He visited a grave.
A grave?
Yes.
Did you see what was on the grave?
Yes. A woman, I believe, by the name of Tasha Petrovna.
Tasha Petrovna?
I do not know who she is, neither does Cribbit. And speaking of, he's been researching in the abbey.
Oh, yes, has he?
You didn't properly explain to me what was in the abbey, she says.
That's on us, fair enough.
It's the Bellevue family.
They seem nice enough. They really like Cribbit.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
It's not important. One of them is part dog. Anyway.
Kribbit can play him partially.
Yeah. Well, he picked it up quite quickly, actually. Said it was riding a bike or something. I don't recall. Anyway, yes. Strahd visited the grave.
Okay. And did you overhear him? Did he say anything?
I didn't hear him saying anything. I barely even... realized he was there until he was upon me.
Oh, did he see you? Are you okay?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Tasha Petrovna. And the second thing?
Yes. Cribbit, he found some information here about how to defeat Strahd.
Yes?
Saint Markovia, she discovered something about the land here. I understood the edges of this information, but I did not realize how deep the rot had spread, but the land here has been corrupted, twisted to Strahd's ends. This I had already known. We understand that he sees and acts through the animals, and the very landscape itself favors him. But in addition to that, it is some of the Fae here have been corrupted too, and as such, four holy sites to Fae and Druid alike, have been twisted such that they serve him. They are locations known as lodestones.
Lodestones.
Yes. They have powerful natural energies where the magic of the world seeps through. In normal times, these places would simply be the centers of druidic power. But now... their energies are funneled into Strahd.
Huh.
Each of them grants him different terrible powers. It would be folly to try and take him on without stopping or destroying the lodestones first.
Does it tell us how to, sever the link or to stop this?
I believe I know how to break his connection with the lodestones. But Saint Markovia did not... It is not hidden information, but Saint Markovia does not mention it. I do not know if that is because it will not work or if because her research was just incomplete.
So what would you have to do?
Each of these lodestones will have a fey guardian, also twisted towards Strahd's control. Okay. We must slay the fey guardian and then split the lodestone in half with a blade forged in the blood of that fey. It is a vile act. Huh. Almost heresy by my religion, but I will engage in it these four times if we decide it is necessary to break Strahd's grip on the land.
As she's telling me this, I'm just going to like look over to Tarpos and be like, I wonder what they are thinking. I wonder what their opinion would be of this.
I wonder if where they're going to go ride the goat is possibly one of these lodestone locations.
Is the goat one of the fey guardians?
Oh, no.
Is there a way to uncorrupt the guardians?
There might be a way to cleanse the sites, but Saint Markovia was not able to deduce it.
I think that might be a something worth investigating.
Elaniel pauses. Cribbit is pleasant, but he says that there is still more to read here. And while he is pleasant, I don't know if there is more to read here or if potentially there is some story angle that he's currently working here.
Okay. Well,
because I have suggested... Or I suggested that we follow after you once he found that information. And that is when suddenly there might be more to read.
Well, I guess a couple of things from us. I witnessed an explosion or a fire or something in Valakai.
I have been in contact with my people near Valakai. They have yet to get back to me, though.
Okay, well, hopefully... we'll have more information about that soon. And another thing, if you are following after us, you might encounter a werewolf. Name is Emil. I'll give a description.
I have dealt with werewolves before, she says.
Yes. So either you're more than welcome to come up us. It is a fairly unpleasant place.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
I have heard this in passing.
What is it? Do we have a safe place yet?
Not really.
Not really, yeah.
The closest we have is St. Markovia's Abbey, but Strahd's there.
Strahd just comes in and out as he wants.
I don't know how safe it really is. I miss my shack.
Got turned over by the diarist
horse. Yeah, no. So sad.
Look, there's no point you coming up here. I think, yes. Believe Cribbit at his word. There might be more to read. And even if he's coming at an angle, there might be some information there. So just, maintain.
You just get impatience from Elaniel, but yes. She...
We'll be here for the next at least a few more days.
Very well.
A few threads we have to follow.
So you're in Kutri?
Yes.
Have you spoken with many people there?
We've spoken to a few here and there.
Have you found any of the people you're looking for?
We found a couple. A few others are in a place where we can't get to yet.
Which ones?
So our companion we met before you, she was captured before we got here. And I've met Iona Mirthsong.
Iona Mirthsong? You hear Elaniel say with like a... Like almost a hunger in her voice, a longing.
Yes. God. Yes, she was here. She's here.
She's safe?
Yes, I'm doing surprising.
I must go. Elainiel quickly withdraws her hand from the tree, and Hector, in a split second before the magic ends, you feel a extra entity, another creature with their hand up against the tree.
Oh no.
But then it fades. And then you're just standing on the side of Mount Gakus.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Someone's listening in to our tree talks.
The tree was tapped.
The tree was tapped.
The tree was tapped, baby.
Oh, God.